Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Do secret plans and projects exist in Israel to bring about the building of the Third Temple? Israel 365 News wrote on August 4. Channel 12, a Hebrew language news site, published an article on Sunday accusing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of allocating resources to a project aimed at building the Third Temple on the Temple Mount. The article blames Christians for bringing red heifers to Israel. Now, these are cows which are older than 1 year and which have not brought forth a calf. They must be 3 years old in order to be sacrificed and burned, something I'm going to talk about in a moment. The Channel 12 article cites a project by Bune Israel, an organization that brings together Jews and Christians, in cooperation with the Temple Institute. Bune Israel successfully imported 5 red calves in September to Israel from Texas for the purpose of raising them for the biblical commandment. The red heifer was a main component in the biblically mandated process of ritual purification for impurity that results from proximity or contact with a dead body. Because the elements needed for the ceremony have been lacking since the destruction of the Second Temple, all Jews today are considered ritually impure, thereby preventing the return of the temple service. Now, this is something, my friends, which is not agreed upon by many in Israel. Many rabbis have a different opinion. This is not really based on the Bible anyhow, on the Old Testament. This is something which is based on human tradition. Now, many rabbis feel, the Orthodox rabbis in particular, that this is necessary. Others feel it is not necessary. In any event, the article claimed, we continue, that the Netanyahu government is complicit. A few years ago, the Jerusalem Ministry submitted a design proposal for the construction of the Mount of Olives Promenade, and officials who were involved in the planning claim that its route is intended to serve, among other things, the future ceremony of burning the cow, the article wrote, also blaming the Ministry of Agriculture for complicity by issuing permits for importing the red calves. The article also noted that the Minister for Jerusalem and Heritage, Nathaniel Isaac, attended the ceremony at Ben-Gurion International Airport when the calves arrived, citing this as proof that Netanyahu's government is paving the way for the Third Temple. The article quoted Dr. Tomer Persico, a research fellow at the Shalom Hartman Institute, who claimed that Christians are involved in the project in order to help bring about the temple of the Antichrist. The Antichrist, the Satan, one might say, needs to come here and defile the temple, notes Persico. Now, he's obviously talking about a scripture in 2 Thessalonians, but Paul is talking about the fact that not the Antichrist, but the man of sin, the man of transgression, of iniquity, of lawlessness, will be standing and sitting in the temple of God, claiming to be God. But this scripture doesn't mean that the temple is being built by this man of sin. It's built by the Jews, maybe with the help of Christians. But then this man of sin will come in and defile the temple of God. The article goes on to say, the Ministry of Heritage responded to Channel 12 by stating that the project did not receive funding from the government. The Director General of the Ministry participated in the ceremony of their arrival, talking about the arrival of the young cows, privately and during the tenure of the previous government. The plan for the promenade on the Mount of Olives was intended for tourism purposes and not for the benefit of the red cow fire, if you want to believe that. The article goes on to say, The Ministry of Agriculture stated in response, an import license for the source is granted as long as the country is approved for the type of import requested. The U.S. has been approved for this for about a year. For about a year only. The calves mentioned in the article were imported for breeding purposes and met all the import conditions required by the ministry. No way did they not know that they were imported for the purpose of ultimately being used as a red heifer to be sacrificed. No way didn't they know that. The article goes on to say that the article which is quoted here, raised an uproar among the Arab media. Al Jazeera cited Dr. Saleh Lutfi, a researcher in Jewish, Zionist, and political affairs, as saying that in light of the current Palestinian and regional circumstances, the Netanyahu government thinks the time is ripe to realize the myth of building the alleged Third Temple. Well, it's not a myth, and it's not an alleged Third Temple. It's a real Third Temple, which is going to be built at the same place where the First and the Second Temples stood. It goes on to say, all parties in the government coalition agree among themselves on the need to continue preparations for the construction of the temple, the preparation of priests' clothing, the raising of the red cow, and the strengthening of the position of the chief rabbi. Lufti wrote, now because we have already a blueprint for the temple, we have already in place the clothing of the priests and all the other things which have to be placed in the third temple. He went on to claim that the idea of rebuilding the temple has become rooted even among large segments of the Israeli secular and liberal movement, as well as among the circles of the so-called Jewish Zionist left. Despite the preparations and the allocation of budgets, Lufti reasoned that the Netanyahu government is not currently building the temple in the courtyards of the Temple Mount, pointing out that this would be a suicidal step for the Israeli entity, which would ignite a religious uprising in historic Palestine, taking into account that it will spread to the Arab and Islamic worlds, which would expose the region to a religious war. This is exactly what's going to happen. And we will have a power, a European power, which will come in to suppress that war, to quote-unquote bring peace to the region. The article continues. The temple includes a biblical council, the Sanhedrin, as well, deciding and prosecuting according to Jewish religious provisions, and paves the way for the preparation of the king, or the so-called chief rabbi, who does not necessarily rule in a democratic manner. Now, maybe he's talking about the Messiah here, maybe he's talking about Jesus Christ here. Well, now, he will not rule in a democratic manner, that's for sure. He will not ask the population, how many of you feel that homosexual parades are acceptable, and a majority may answer and say, yeah, we believe that, and he says, okay, let's go ahead and do it. That's not the way Jesus Christ will rule. The article goes on to say, Palestinian Shehab News reported that the deputy director of the Islamic Endowments Department in Jerusalem, Naye Bakirat, confirmed that the occupation government adopted the project to build the temple in the place of Al-Aqsa to make Jerusalem a Jewish capital through several steps and non-stop violations against the mosque. So far the article. Now let me just say that Netanyahu's position regarding the building of the third temple has been, to put it mildly, ambiguous and unclear for quite some time. And so we have to wonder what is really going on behind the scenes. Now, you might want to listen to our Standing Watch program, which we published in 2018, titled Netanyahu's Announcement of a Third Temple? He gave a speech when they were celebrating the 70th anniversary of the State of Israel, in which she clearly indicated that a third temple would be built. And apparently, preparations are going on behind the scenes to bring this about, to bring about what the Bible prophesies has to happen, because otherwise Jesus Christ couldn't come back. So it's very important that we watch what is happening over there in Israel and whether this prophecy is going to come to fruition very soon, because first sacrifices will be given by the Jews and they will be suppressed when this European power comes in. And then it even says that the abomination of desolation will be placed in that third temple. You need to know more about what is happening, and we will keep you informed. And let us not forget that what the Bible says will come to pass. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.